This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The recent bombings at the Boston Marathon have brought home again the difficulty of protecting completely against something going wrong at a big open event like a race. With the Peachtree Road Race coming up, Atlanta has focused attention on it. City officials have talked about stepping up security not just at the Peachtree, but also at upcoming events starting this weekend, like the Dogwood Festival and the Sweetwater Festival in Candler Park. Dave Wilkinson is the president of the Atlanta Police Foundation. It's not a part of the police department. It's a private organization that works with the police in support of security operations and crime prevention programs. Prior to that, he was special agent in charge of the U.S. Secret Service Georgia region. He was also the Secret Service supervisor with President George W. Bush at the time of 9/11, and he was an assistant special agent in charge of the Presidential Protection Division under Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush. Dave Wilkinson, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis. Glad to be with you.
We had just recently the NCAA Final Four, but I was there for the championship game. Everyone who went into that arena was wanded as they went through, but that's controlled access. Even if you have many entry points, there's a finite number. Something like the Peachtree, those are places where people can kind of wander in up to a point. So what's the difference in trying to protect a big open event like that versus something that has controlled access?
As you mentioned, large outdoor festivals, large road races, that sort of thing, in a free society here in Atlanta or anywhere else, first of all, they just don't have the resources to secure an event like that to that level. So basically what you rely on is a lot of different things. Of course, you have a security plan from the police department. They work closely with the organizers of the event. But what they rely extremely heavily on, and that is intelligence that's been gathered through the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. They have a group called the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and that's the FBI-led organization in every major city, Atlanta. And they talk about all the threat information that's out there, all the social media buzz that's out there, and anything that they could derive as being a threat toward that particular event. So that intelligence information they receive is very important leading up to the event. Is there any kind of chatter about a group or an individual or someone that could do some kind of harm to that event? But without that, for a large major event like that, it's very difficult to secure it in a very seamless way.
Certainly, as we saw with Boston, for instance, there may have been very good intelligence about a number of things that we'll never hear about connected to the marathon, but this one got through.
Well, that's right. And I think most law enforcement agencies and most law enforcement experts would tell you they're very aware of the fact that they may not and probably won't actually catch it in advance as far as from an intelligence perspective. So what they really rely on is information from the public. Also, I would be very heavily invested in the technology side of this, such as video surveillance. Here in Atlanta, we have Operation Shield, which is the integration of all the video surveillance cameras in the city. Now, in Boston, they do monitor video surveillance cameras, but most of them are owned by the private sector, and they're not being monitored by the police department. In Atlanta, with Operation Shield, since these cameras are real, they're real time and live, the police department is monitoring them, that you would anticipate they'd simply be able to back the cameras up and within a matter of minutes possibly see a possible suspect or whatever placing the package down. Now, granted, that may be after the fact, but you hopefully would even see individuals looking suspicious on the video surveillance cameras when they've placed the package down and maybe even stop the thing from taking place.
We've seen the advantages of the video surveillance cameras, certainly in Boston and as you're talking about here in Atlanta. But at what point are we saying, okay, there's too much surveillance? Our privacy and our freedom of movement is being invaded too much? Or have we reached a decision on that yet as a society?
No, I believe we have. As we install cameras all over the city, they're all in public sector spaces. They're all at intersections and red lights and that sort of thing. And we have basically no one complaining about that. I think the citizenry generally accepts the fact for us to have a secure security environment, to have video surveillance cameras videoing our moves out in public space is perfectly acceptable. And I think as video surveillance cameras, Dennis, across the country continue to be more prolific, and cases like in the Boston bombing, they show how this ultimately can be the difference between not only solving a crime such as this, but it also could even be the difference in preventing a crime will be just the thing to make sure people realize that this is just something we just must do in this country.
Dave Wilkinson is a former special agent in charge of the Secret Service for the Georgia region. He's now the president of the Atlanta Police Foundation. Dave Wilkinson, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dennis.